Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Sarda from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Tanmaya. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q2 FY25 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of this quarter, and then we'll begin the Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vinay. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the second quarter of FY25 for Ashiana Housing Limited. Thank you for joining us today. Area booked recorded at 7.29 lakh sq ft in the second quarter of FY25, vis-à-vis 4.43 lakh sq ft in the first quarter of current year. Increase in area booked was attributable primarily to the launch of Ashiana Amara Phase 4 in Gurugram, wherein 2.95 lakh sq ft was sold out of 4.79 lakh sq ft. Value of area booked at 672.54 crores in the second quarter, vis-à-vis 235.32 crores in the first quarter of FY25. Total pre-sales for H1 FY25 at ₹907.86 crores. We constructed 6 lakh sq ft in the second quarter, vis-à-vis 4.9 lakh sq ft in the first quarter. Total construction for half year of the FY25 was at 10.92 lakh sq ft. However, as anticipated, our total revenues were lower for the quarter at 59.53 crores, vis-à-vis 128.51 crores in the first quarter, reflecting the lack of project deliveries during Q2 FY25. Likewise, our PAT for Q2 FY25 stood at negative 7.55 crores. This performance was mainly due to the fact that, aside from one phase in Ashiana Shubham in Chennai, no new phases were delivered in the first 6 months of the current year. That said, we are optimistic about a strong second half with several key project deliveries scheduled, which would positively impact our full-year earnings and profits. We continue to maintain our guidance of 2,000 crores of pre-sales in the current year. Pre-tax operating cash flow recorded at 78.18 crores, vis-à-vis 75.29 crores in Q1 and 74.92 crores in Q1 FY25. Pre-tax operating cash flows for the half year was at 153.11 crores. Cash flows continue to be healthy due to higher collections driven by better sales across projects in general. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shivam Prashar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, sir. I just want to ask that, is there any plans of buying land in Gurugram, as you don't have any other land other than the Sector 80 HSIIDC one?
Hi, Shivam. As of now, we don't have any active ongoing negotiations in Gurgaon. We continue to look for parcels, but in our opinion, the Gurgaon market has become very expensive on the land side, and I don't, at these prices, we are finding very hard to find commercially viable transactions in Gurgaon at this moment of time. So we are in conversations, but very slow overall in the offtake there. We are focusing more on other neighborhoods where we find commercial viability.
Okay, so sir, like this, we have been listening from past couple of quarters that you are finding Gurgaon expensive. But if we look at your peers, like everyone is buying land in Gurgaon. So is there any specific reason that we are not able to find the land at good prices, or the peers are getting it at the higher prices?
Well, that is a matter of relative perspectives. In the whatever the peers have paid for lands in auction, which I am aware of prices, they were significantly above the price I would have been willing to pay in some of those auctions. And we looked at in NCR, we participated in two of those auctions, and the final closing price was significantly ahead of our walkaway price. And so in our opinion, those prices are expensive, but this is all relative, right? So they might have a different lens to apply to the market, and that's their view.
Okay, and so what will be the price realization per square feet in the Sector 80 land that you are having as compared to the Amara? Will it be lower or higher, because it's like a bit far from Amara, I guess?
Hard to comment on it, Shivam. It could be either higher or lower. Is not going to be too further away from each other, so it's going to be similar price points. Tad bit lower, a tad bit higher will depend at the time we launch the project and at that market scenario at that specific moment of time. But we expect them to be not very divergent in price points.
Is there any update for the balance units of phase 4 and phase 5 of Amara? And the
okay,
price.
So, Shivam, that we I will take this last question. There are some people in the queue. After this, we would request you to get back in the queue if that's okay.
Yeah, no.
So there is, in the sense of Ashiana Amara's phase 5, that launch is expected in the fourth quarter of this financial year. We're working on RERA application there, which we hope to post soon, and then after RERA go ahead and launch. And phase 4 of Amara, we continue to sell phase 4 Amara, and the total units sold in the quarter and as on date in the project are updated in the deck that we have given. And the launch sales were given out separately. So we have sold a few units since launch, and October sales were also good in Amara phase 4 from a sustained sales perspective.
Okay, so sir, what's the pricing on the balance phase 4? You know, like it's higher than the previous one or it's lower?
Yes. It the unit pricing is higher because the launch discounts have been taken off the units, and I hope to continue to increase pricing as well. So I don't know when the next price increase will come, but the launch discounts have been taken off, so effective pricing is high.
Thank you
Shubham.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon or good evening.
Good afternoon, Himanshu.
Yeah, so my one question was, we did a premium housing project, okay, 144 in Jaipur. What are our key learnings, and can the potential for such, what is the potential for such projects in Jaipur? Can it be a 3 to 4 lakh square feet product every year in Jaipur, and which can be higher margin? Any thoughts on that? pricing products, 8,000-9,000 rupees per square feet?
So first, we call them elite homes, Himanshu. So a good question over there. So one learning on that is that the audience here that comes in is very different from some of the audience that we've been regular catering to. Some of it is what we have catered to earlier, maybe they had invested in other projects and now buying to live here. Because now they suit their requirements. So one learning was that there are customers who were searching for this kind of an offering from Ashiana. So there were a customer pool. So the hypothesis which went correctly that there was a customer pool which wanted Ashiana kind of projects in Jaipur, but in bigger sort of size and a little bit more closer proximity to the city, which 144 provides, and I think that's been our biggest sort of learning, that there is a market for this, and we have learned how to sort of a little bit position this, how do we sort of cater to their needs. So there have been some sales learnings also along the way that we have gone ahead and done. And yes, I see about 2 to 4 lakh square foot annual market for elite homes in Jaipur for Ashiana to play out. It will take some time to build out because we need to do a couple of more projects before we can start doing this like sort of an annual basis. Maybe take another project of 4 or 5 lakh square foot and then take it from there into the next step and then take it from there would be the ideal way to go about doing this. But definitely seems like there is a good market for this in Jaipur.
Okay. And one more question on Jaipur only. The land we are leasing in Jaipur for residential development of 20 acres, can it be possible that the other developer from whom we are buying this land, or not buying but leasing, also launches the project if they see success in our launches and can lead to increased competition in that micro market as they have a huge land bank? Or is there some exclusivity that for next 3 years we will have the first right of launches and sell in that market and then the other person can come up? Any thoughts here? Or
okay,
because it's a residential housing or a general purpose housing, not senior living what we did with them in Chennai land park.
So two, three things, Himanshu. Even though it is a lease, it is effectively a buyout because that's the structure in Rajasthan. Even all our regular projects earlier have been leasehold. Freehold came in very later in any way, so it's been a sort of a generally, it's a very long tenure, 90-year lease kind of a structure. So they are not, they're effective in commercial substance, they're sale of land. Okay. And we're going to develop and do that. That's the, from a commercial substance perspective. And yeah, the landlord is free to go ahead and develop themselves. They are free to sell other parcels to other developers who can also come in. At this moment of time, I think more development there would actually be good for the neighborhood because actually it will develop the neighborhood. And second, having done Ashiana Umang with the size and scale, it is there in that micro market and our brand name in Jaipur in general. In my opinion, we are market leaders there and we will set the tone in the market, so we don't worry about competition so much coming in that perspective because our products are well differentiated as of now and we do enjoy decent cost structures as well. So I would be actually happy if a few more developments came because they will perk up the market and therefore create a different level of activity in that neighborhood as compared to here, right? And supply is It will not create an oversupply situation to me, even if 2-3 more developments came in the same larger development.
Okay, thank you. And one last thing, I'll join back in queue. We have got CC for Ashiana Utsav in Lavasa. Any thoughts on when we want to launch it? Because the CC we got in July, okay, and it's nearly 4-5 months. we have not launched it. So any thoughts here?
Yeah, we have not put a specific thought to that yet. Himanshu, we've been trying something alternative with it to see if we can find one single buyer or some other thought process of leasing it out in between. So there have been some alternative options being explored. So it's hard to comment exactly when we will take that up. Really.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, based on your slide 16 on the presentation, is it correct that you sold in terms of delivery? So this year you have a delivery of at least 667 crores in this year. So based on that, around 480 crores will be in the coming H2. Is that understanding correct, sir? And this could increase as well.
Yes, yes, that understanding is correct, right? You know about
inventory also.
Yeah, so 666 is what we expect to deliver if things go as per plan. And if you remove the first half, whatever is left should come in the H2. That's correct. And another 90-odd crores of unsold stock in those projects are remaining. Depending on how the pace of sales on those projects continue, that should also come up for delivery. And there is some completed unsold inventory like Ashiana Town, where we have sold, which will come up a little bit more over and above and top of this.
Fair enough. Understood, sir. And sir, was good to see that you've done two land deals in one in Jaipur, which you briefly spoke about just now, and then also in Bangalore. So the Bangalore deal, so both are expected to be complete by when? I mean, I think there are some CPs left, so just wanted to get a sense.
Within there, so the Jaipur one is a 90-day period is expectations from the date of the agreement. So let's say early next quarter is when we hope that will get concluded. And about 4 months for CPs in general is what we would expect in Bangalore from the date of the agreement. So again, middle of next quarter is what we would sort of expect those CPs to get completed and for us to move forward on this.
Okay, and once done, then how long would be the launch specifically in Bangalore, because it's a new market for us? So how long would you take to sort of get to a launch kind of level?
12 to 18 months is what my general expectations are. I'm hoping we can move things faster, but yeah, that's what I would say would be 18 odd months is what I would take in Bangalore.
Okay, sure. And so you've not changed, you're still maintaining your 2000 crores of pre-sales guidance. So that would mean that we need to do closer to 1100 crores in the second half. So what are the key launches that you have in the second half?
So we have Amara phase 5. We will be launching phase 2 of Nitara, Ekansh phase 4, Ashiana Swarang, Ashiana Amodh's phase 2. There is some more in Tarang as well. The biggest piece would definitely be Ashiana Amara.
Right. And sir, in the ones that we have launched already, if I'm looking at your slide 15, I think, yeah. So I think there is, I mean, most of the projects are, so we have about 75 lakhs of saleable area and you've booked about 58 already. Within the ones which are significantly where there is some bit of unsold, and I think some of this is launched recently also. So, but just wanted to get a sense of, there is this Advik phase two that seems a bit slow. Is that correct? Or we have some portion, quite a bit of portion unsold. So is that slowly moving, or is my understanding wrong?
What Ashan, Advik, if you look at it, has been doing about 30 to 40,000 square foot on average a quarter.
Okay.
And that's fine. Ashana Advik phase 2 was launched in the first quarter of this year. Senior living projects are not that we get a rush of sales at launch. We generally sell the project through the life. So at 40,000 units a quarter, you know, we will be okay with it. There's no challenge. I'm not uncomfortable at all with Advik's sale volumes.
Got it. And on similar lines, sir, on Malhar in Pune, phase 2 and 3, I mean phase 3 rather, so.
Yeah, again, phase 3 was launched in Q2 actually. So phase 3, the sale volume is at completely at launch. We have also wanted to move in Ashana Malhar from selling very quickly at launch to be more comfortable with selling progressively as long as we get a better price. Pune, our pricing was a little bit of a concern to us, so we phase 1-2, we wanted to sell a lot of volume to get the project going. In future phases, we are okay with a little slower sales because you still have time in the project. So cash will anyways come in as when the project will get built. But the project has gotten a sense of financial security now to get through and get going and put that together. So pricing will definitely move up. And with that in mind, I think Malhar was also considered the same way. If you look at even, let's say, Amara phase 4, we didn't sell as well in terms of square foot volume as Amara phase 3. We nearly achieved as much sale price in total revenue terms because we upped the sale prices, and we want to continue to sort of get some pricing there as we go forward because we are in the later phases of the project.
Right. So just two more questions, sir. So in this year, you've already mentioned that you'll be in black for the entire year. But any sense on what kind of profitability will you see? Because phase two will be there, and phase two onwards, the profitability in, But in general, I wanted to get a sense for this year, what kind of profitability will you start?
I think profitability for this year would probably be very similar to last year, except for Ashana Advik, which is a high profit margin project, cheaper land and those. It's FY26 onwards where I see our overall profit profile changing significantly. 26, 27, 28, those will be higher margin projects in general. This year, similar to last year kind of profit margins. Last year, I believe we did a 9% PAT margin, if I'm correct. So somewhere probably around there, maybe a tad bit better than that.
Right. And so this last question is, from here on, it's this year, FY25, let's say we do close to 2,000 crores. We don't have a lot of surplus land now left to really continue with the growth rate that we would want given the upcycle. And like you mentioned, obviously the land prices are going up. So 2-3 years out, how do you see, of course, next 2-3 years, the deliveries are going to be up to your reported numbers will be better and at better profitability also. But from a pre-sales point of view and scale that of our business, how do you see that we have entered, we have scaled up a couple of cities, Gurgaon, Pune, also now hopefully entering Bangalore now. So would be glad to hear some your thoughts.
Yeah. So, Rohit, I'll take this up. I'll give an answer. I would just request after this if you can come back in the question queue as well.
Sure.
Some people who had asked you questions have joined back the queue. So after this one, please, if you can come back in the queue.
Okay.
I'll take this up and I'll give a little bit of a sort of... So it becomes, from a management perspective, this challenge comes in right now is to, should we deploy capital at these times in the market? Largely, we find the lands overpriced, but sales velocity is good. Should we keep feeding the sales pipeline to improve pre-sales? And is that the only thing we should look at? Or should we be a little bit more fearful that, you know, if things turn off and if we have overpaid for land, where will we get stuck and how will the markets behave? Unfortunately, there is no sort of straight line answer to this. Okay. In my view, though, has been that let's worry about annual pre-sales a little less. Okay. Our objective is to create the capacity to do those, have the brand, have the sales machinery, the construction capacity, and do that. Can we live with a little bit of aberrations here or there? We probably could. So first of all, yes, pre-sales a couple of years might be out, but for me, you know, whatever we have on stock right now, if we sell this, build this out, we can recognize close to 2,000 crores of profits from it. And if we can get that in the next 5-6 years, from a earnings under perspective, growth perspective, I think we'll be solid from the kind of base we are at. And let's say we realize these entire profits by 31st March 30, which we intend to do between this kind of number, from a total revenue, cash flow, earnings, a return on equity, return on capital employed, we are sort of doing very, very well, you know, compared to the current net worth, current profitability, and we do that out there. So we are, but then the question of pre-sales comes in and stays with us. So the way we have looked at it is this, that we will allocate capital from a ROE lens. And where we find capital very, land very expensive, we will see what we can do to ensure that our return on equity remains good. So one is either lower the capital employed through joint ventures. Second, look at smaller scale projects, like we had taken up 144 in Jaipur, which is 4 lakh square foot. You know, we've taken up another small project in Jamshedpur. Again, very little capital employed, but, you know, can we buy small amounts of stock that we can turn around a little faster and quicker? So even if we have risk on the stock becoming too expensively priced, my risk is limited to a smaller number. So that's one. Third, can we find pockets of value where people are not looking, where I can still see to make good margins and numbers? So we saw this opportunity in Jaipur, so we have gone ahead and done a large transaction. Again, these are things where we can, I can be completely wrong, right? Future might tell me otherwise. But that said, we saw that in Jaipur we have delivered a project, we saw, so we do something larger. So we are looking at it from that lens and to do, and see senior living is another way we want, where we can find opportunities to do more scale and continue to increase that number. So that's the pay, that's the way we are chipping away at this problem right now, slowly and slowly, and get there. Right now we have good stock from another couple of years perspective for the next 2 years. After that, a little bit of challenge might come in. But we have made up our mind, if we might be, like in Gurgaon, I'd rather live with the problem of not having something to sell for a year or two, rather than having the problem of having such an expensive land that selling it at profits or even a regular return just becomes very difficult, and we don't have the flexibility of having the liquidity available to respond to it as well. At least between those two errors, I'd rather make the error of not having enough to stock to sell. That's according to me which side we will err on, because having cash does provide flexibility in that aspect. So that's where we are coming from. And I can tell you this much, in my opinion, now we can see some signs of frothiness in a few markets. Sales are not going as well for some developers that we hear. We are hearing some slight reduction in prices, oversized units, and some of that will start getting talked more and more about in some micro markets. And I'm sort of kind of glad in some of the places where we did not do transactions, like in some auctions where somebody paid a lot more than us, you know, and you feel bad at that point of time, like, why didn't I get a deal that I want? But we look at it now and we're like, yeah, that was a good thing we did. We shouldn't have paid that price that other people paid right now. So that's how I'm thinking about this, that rather err on that side of the mistake, that we had rather not have stock to sell rather than having overpaid for stock.
Thank you so much. That was very elaborate. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Rohit. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Saket.
Hi. So my question was, how are we planning to raise the funds for expansion, and is there any roadmap for its utilization and improvements in margins in our projects? So,
okay, so two, three different things. So first, if we are going to raise money, we will raise money by way of debentures or loans. We have a platform tied up with IFC to invest in our funds, and that's a 225 crore platform. We will be utilizing some of that platform for some of our projects. We have also probably take approval to raise secured debentures in case we need to do some secured debentures like we did to ICICI Pru earlier on in the year. We can do that and take some construction finance if needed. But construction finance will be a small piece, because most of the funding we'll need probably will be for land acquisition. But we'll do that at that time when it comes to acquire more lands and as and when we go ahead and do that. And operating cash flows remain very robust and strong. We have had over 150 crores of pre-tax cash flows from current projects in this half year already, and they seem to be robust. And on margins, we, as I elaborated earlier, from FY26 onwards, I would see margin expansion to start happening for us, because the higher margin projects will come up for delivery, like Ashana Amara, Ashana Ekansh. You know, these are higher delivery projects, margin projects, Nitara, Prakriti, Advik. Basically, things we have launched over the last three odd years are the ones which are higher margin projects. And as and when they come for delivery, you will see better reporting margins coming.
Okay. And in terms of current ongoing projects, do we see any cost overruns and environmental compliance cost or cancellations with respect to any projects, and will they affect our further half H2 FY25 sales? So
right now we continue to have a guidance of 2000 crores of pre-sales for this year. I don't know what the future will look like, you know, if things change or events come in. I honestly don't know, Saket, to comment on the same. From a cost perspective, costs in general have been increasing and will continue to increase because of compliance, environment, and and construction costs therefore will go up in that regard. But that said, I expect even after that margins to continue to improve because the kind of pricing we have sold some of these units at, I think we'll have good margins FY26 onwards.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Goyal from R Systems. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much, ma'am. Hello, sir. I had a question related to profitability. However, I already got the answer from the Manshu question. But still, I have a question related to profit margin. So how much profit margin we are expecting for upcoming years, 25, 26, and 27? If we are talking about some estimation.
Okay. So, you know, in FY26, we should hit low teens, okay, or maybe 12% plus to 12 to 13%. And FY27 onwards, I would expect to have 20% net profit margins.
That's really great, sir. Thank you very much,
yeah,
sir.
So we see two things are happening. Degree of operating leverage is going to come into play. As you can see, the expected revenues are increasing at a different level. So fixed costs will get spread over a sort of a much higher revenue base. And secondly, as I said earlier, the projects which have launched, we have launched in the last 3 years, pricing has been on the upswing. So you will see gross profit margin expansion as well at the project level. Both in that combination will lead to improved margin.
That's nice to know, sir. And it means profit margin will be double from 9% to 20% in 2026, right? So 27, right?
27. So 26 should be, according to me, around 12 to 13% is where I would expect FY26 profit margins.
No. Thanks a lot, sir, for your answer. That's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shivam Prashar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, any price band that you have decided for the Amara Phase 5 right now?
Shivam, no, we haven't decided the exact Amara Phase 5 price bracket yet. Again, that will be done closer to the launch time. We in Gurgaon and any project right now, the market is such that all pricing decisions are made like 4 or 5 days, 5 weeks, maybe 2 weeks prior to launch, that kind of thing.
Okay. And any, can you just tell that why will the Bangalore launch take 18 months from now? And also that when are you expecting the Sector 80 launch in Gurgaon?
So Sector 80, I would expect either in the first quarter or the second quarter of the next financial year. So Sector 80, we have gotten some clearances are going on. And Bangalore will just take longer because we don't know the city, yeah? So we don't know the approval methodology. We will take longer to set up a team, we'll take longer to set up a show flat and a sales office and do all of that. It will take 6 months more than what usually would take, 4 months more than what usually would take.
And any other city also you're exploring?
No, nothing else, nothing outside of Bangalore that we, as a new city, we're exploring. Panvel we're looking at, but we see it more as an extension of Talegaon already, where we are servicing Bombay with scenery.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rishi Singhal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Rishi, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Gupta ji, awaaz aa rahi hai meri?
Haan ji, Rishi ji, aa rahi hai.
भैया थी थोड़ा सा मैंने लेट ज्वाइन करा था 4:30 बजे अराउंड मैं भूल गया था तो मुझे एक चीज बताइए अपना स्टेप बाय स्टेप चलता हूँ एक ये लवासा की क्या पोजीशन है? मैंने इसके अंदर पढ़ा कि आपने इन्वेंट्री सारी रेडी कर रखी है, लॉन्चिंग करा है, तो लवासा ओवरऑल अनटैंगल हुआ है अभी तक या नहीं, और अपना कितने का माल अटका पड़ा है वहाँ?
हमारे करीब 50 करोड़ रुपए का माल अटका हुआ है और अभी तक अनटैंगल नहीं हुआ।
ओके, आपको क्या उम्मीद लग रही है या कोर्टबाजी में पता नहीं कितना टाइम खींचेगा?
सर मालूम नहीं क्या लगेगा।
ओके, इसके बाद इस फेज के बाद भी कोई फेज हफ्ते बच रहे हैं उसके अंदर शेड्यूल, अगर वो खुल जाता है कल ही और आप भी बेच लेते हो?
हमारे पास कुछ जमीन पड़ी है जिसमें हम बना सकते हैं।
और जमीन पड़ी है?
बट उस जमीन की कोई बहुत कॉस्ट नहीं है, तो रिलेटिवली बैलेंस शीट को स्ट्रेस नहीं है क्योंकि मेजर कॉस्ट कंस्ट्रक्शन की है, तो जो बन गया स्टॉक उससे बैलेंस शीट पे स्ट्रेस है। जो जमीन पड़ी है, कुछ पड़ी है, थोड़ी पड़ी है और बहुत मिनिस्क्यूल इन टर्म्स ऑफ इम्पैक्ट टू द बैलेंस शीट इन टर्म्स ऑफ रुपी वैल्यू।
पीपल आर लिविंग देयर, राइट?
पीपल आर लिविंग देयर, करेक्ट सर। They are living there and they're living there happily. ऐसा नहीं है कि इतनी भी तकलीफ है कि खुश नहीं है लोग जो रह रहे हैं। जो लोग रह रहे हैं कस्टमर्स वो खुश भी हैं।
ओके, तो फिर तो मैं कह रहा हूँ अगर वर्स्ट के सिनेरियो भी हुआ तो वो तो वर्ड ऑफ माउथ से ऐसे करके धीरे धीरे माल बिकी सकता है।
देखते हैं अभी। आई अग्री विद दैट, दैट्स द वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियो। वी आर लुकिंग फॉर सम अदर सोल्यूशंस विच कैन बी इजियर ऑन द मैनेजमेंट बैंडविड्थ। धीरे धीरे बेचने में बस थोड़ी मैनेजेरियल बैंडविड्थ बहुत लग जाती है।
मैं आपकी बात
तो
बोली कुछ कह रहे हैं?
नहीं नहीं, गो एट प्लीज।
दूसरा ये अपना मिलकपुर लैंड का मैं पढ़ रहा हूँ कि वो अंडर एक्विजिशन है, तो रफली उसकी प्रेजेंट वैल्यू क्या होगी, प्लस मतलब आउट ऑफ कोर्ट सेटलमेंट करके या समथिंग लाइक दैट उसके अंदर एक सब्सटेंशियल पैसा अगर रिलीज कर सके, कोई भी ऐसी सूरत है?
अगर ऐसा है कि अगर सरकार हमें पैसे दे तो हम पैसे ले लें, अगर वो पैसे देने को तैयार हो। आई डोंट थिंक उनके पास जितना बजट होना चाहिए, क्योंकि सिर्फ हमारी जमीन नहीं हो तो बहुत और जमीन अक्वायर करेंगे, पूरी स्कीम को अक्वायर करेंगे। दे डोंट हैव द बजट रियली टू फाइनेंस इट एंड अक्वायर इट, तो वो लिम्बो में है उस तरीके से। तो हमारे को जमीन मिल जाए या पैसे मिल जाए, मैं दोनों तरीके से खुश हूँ, बट अभी उसमें लगेगा वक्त।
तो दे वॉन्ट टू मेक अ हाउसिंग कॉलोनी आउट ऑफ देयर, ये क्या करना चाहते हैं वहाँ, मतलब क्यों एक्वायर कर रहे हैं?
करना तो चाहते हैं हाउसिंग कॉलोनी सर, लेकिन अब जो जितना रुपया लगेगा वो है नहीं अभी उनके पास। तो आई थिंक सरकार भी डबल माइंड में है रियली कि क्या करे।
बहुत बढ़िया खबर है। तो ओके, तीसरा जो आप जनरल ट्रेंड है, मैं अभी जैसे पिछले 2-3 सवाल सुन रहा था, तो आई कुड मेक अ मतलब जो जमीन पे हम देख रहे हैं, प्लस आपकी बातों से लग रहा है कि जो हम पहले बात करते थे कि एकदम ग्रीन लाइट है, गिनती के प्लेयर है, दबा दो एक्सेलरेटर, ऐसा लग रहा है दूर अब थोड़ा सा और जलनी शुरू हो चुकी है। आपकी बातों से भी लग रहा है, बाजार भी बाजार है। तो हम कुछ आउटराइट लैंड परचेज करके जो खेलते थे, मतलब करते थे काम, अब अपन उसके अंदर उस करना चाहेंगे क्या कि जिसके अंदर भैया लैंड दे रहा है बनाऊंगा मैं 25-75 वॉट एवर जो करते थे पुराना सिस्टम, क्या जेडीए बोलते शायद, जेडीए, तो क्या हम चाहेंगे?
यार हम इधर वे जेडीए और आउटराइट दोनों ही करेंगे ऋषि जी, हर समय दोनों करते आए और दोनों करेंगे। जैसे अभी 2 ट्रांजैक्शन हमने अनाउंस करी है, एक बैंगलोर में जिसमें हमने जेवी करा है और या जेडीए करा है, दैट्स द वे, एंड जयपुर में जो हम आउटराइट खरीद रहे हैं। सो वी विल प्रोजेक्ट टू प्रोजेक्ट, मार्केट टू मार्केट, यू नो, वील मेक decisions as in they fit the bill of our risk appetite, our return requirements, and the way we operate. So depend करेगा क्या है, दोनों ही करेंगे।
अच्छा, एक हाइपोथेटिकल सवाल पूछ रहा हूँ मैं, ये तो ठीक है कि आप ये कहोगे कि भाई हमें नहीं पता, अगर फॉर एग्जाम्पल अब जो क्रिटिकल मार्केट है गुड़गांव टाइप हो गया, जयपुर, आई डोंट नो अबाउट जयपुर, अगर फ्लैट रहता है कि भाई हर साल यही प्राइस अगले 3 साल तक, ये जब -5% रहता है, जनरली इससे ज्यादा जाने की उम्मीद नहीं है, तो भी हम सस्टेन्ड बेसिस पर लगातार धंधा कर सकते हैं अगर क्वांटिटी हम बेच पा रहे हैं तो?
हाँ कर सकते हैं, कर सकते हैं धंधा जयपुर में डेफिनेटली। गुड़गांव में थोड़ी लैंड महंगी है, बट आई थिंक गुड़गांव लैंड मार्केट विल ऑल्सो सॉर्ट ऑफ not taper off a little bit. फिर कर पाएंगे।
तो फिर इसका मतलब
गुड़गांव की जो जमीन की कीमत है आज के दिन करंट सेल प्राइस पे सूट नहीं करती है, तो गुड़गांव की जमीन के रेट कम होने जरूरी है अगर करंट सेल प्राइस पे हमें माल बेचना है।
तो जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल आपकी सेक्टर 80 आई थिंक जो ली थी, तो उसके अंदर अगर 5-10% रिटेल प्राइस में आपका कम भी हो जाता है प्रोजेक्ट की कॉस्ट किस जगह से अब, तो भी एक हेल्दी मार्जिन अभी भी उसमें
उसमें तो हेल्दी मार्जिन रहेंगे सर। वो जमीन पे मैंने वो उस ऑप्शन के और लास्ट ऑप्शन 6-8 महीने पहले हुआ है, साल भर बाद मोर देन ट्वाइस द प्राइस ऑफ व्हाट वी बॉट जमीन बिकी है, तो मेरे पास तो बहुत उसमें बफर रूम है ना।
ओके ओके ओके, दैट्स वेरी गुड टू हियर, बहुत अच्छी बात है। तो और एक एक, एक इन जनरल लॉन्ग टर्म साइक्लिकलिटी को कम करने के लिए जैसे अपन सोचते थे कि हम थोड़ा सा सीनियर लिविंग पे ज्यादा फोकस करेंगे, और कोई सीनियर लिविंग के अलावा एनीथिंग न्यू व्हाट यू आर थिंकिंग, कोई ऐसा नई चीज कि थोड़ा सा और उससे सस्टेनेबल टाइप के प्रॉफिट्स और वो आते हैं, क्योंकि बहुत लंबी लंबी साइकिल आती जाती है, मैं तो आपको कब से देख रहा हूँ जैसे इन्वेस्टर।
अभी वी आर नॉट सीइंग एनीथिंग आउटसाइड ऑफ सीनियर लिविंग। द अदर थिंग इज दो एज वी गेट स्केल इन अ फ्यू मोर मार्केट्स इन जस्ट सॉर्ट ऑफ जयपुर earlier on Bhiwadi earlier, I think what will happen is different markets will be in different stages of a cycle at different moments of time. So it will bring some stability in that nature. You know, so I hope that also happens as we go along. Right now I hear some relatives of mine telling me Ahmedabad ke real estate cycle mein mandi chal rahi hai. तो मैंने बोला यार वहां मंदी चल रही है, क्योंकि जब 2018 में पूरे देश में बाकी जगह मंदी चल रही थी तो आपके यहाँ तेजी थी, सिमिलरली हैदराबाद में भी तेजी थी, लेकिन अब मंदी आ रखी है उधर। तो थोड़े फ्यूअर मार्केट्स में होने से आई थिंक वन ऑफ द अदर थिंग्स दैट इंडिया विल नॉट हैव वन सॉर्ट ऑफ कंटिन्यूअस रियल एस्टेट साइकिल अक्रॉस ऑल मार्केट्स अक्रॉस ऑल रीजंस एट द सेम टाइम, so that will bring some stability as well that we will be participate across a few markets.
तो एक सवाल और अगर टाइम है गुप्ता जी,
एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन उसके बाद क्यू में आ जाइएगा, बहुत लंबी क्यू नहीं है, बट दैट वुड बी गुड। एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन पूछिए
जी। जब भी आपको भी देखते हैं कि यहाँ पे हम प्रोजेक्ट लॉन्च करें या नहीं करें, या 2-3 साल की विजिबिलिटी बल्कि 5 साल की विजिबिलिटी मुझे लगता है आप लोग देखते होंगे, सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट क्राइटेरिया क्या होता है कि यहाँ पे इस शहर में छोटा है चाहे बड़ा है नेट में कितने नए लोग और कितने नए जॉब्स क्रिएट हो रहे हैं, यही तक अकेला क्राइटेरिया होता है या इसके अलावा कुछ भी और होता है? जैसे गुड़गांव सबसे
पहले हम डिमांड देखते थे नए जॉब्स का, अब हम सप्लाई साइड देखते हैं कि कितना सप्लाई आ रखा है घर का, क्या कितने लॉन्चेस हुए ओवर द लास्ट 12-24 मंथ्स, डू वी सी अ लॉट ऑफ सप्लाई कमिंग इन टू द मार्केट।
ठीक है जी, मैं ओके, थैंक यू।
दैट्स द अदर थिंग विच, थैंक यू ऋषि।
ओके थैंक यू,
थैंक यू वेरी मच। Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask one question. So, one or two questions. How we see the FY25 revenue total on totality basis, and at what percentage it would be rising for FY26 and 27?
Okay,
and same for EBITDA margins.
Okay. So, do you have slide?
No, sir. No, I don't.
Do you have the deck?
No, I don't have that. That's why.
Oh, okay. So if you look at our deck, slide 16 of our deck gives you a sense of the expected revenues in each financial year. Okay. These are obviously subject to us delivering the projects on time to meet those expectations. So FY25, we are looking at probably a total revenue this year in 2025 around 700-750 crores, and that rising to probably about 12 11 odd hundred crores in 26 and going up to 1700 in 27. EBITDA we don't track as a number, so I don't know the margins on that. As I said, on a percentage margin, we are looking at about 9% this year, going up to 12-13 next year, and then expanding to probably 20 after that. And over the, let's say, cumulative period of 1st April 24 to 31st March 30, where we expect to consume most of our ongoing projects and future projects. These are excluding deals, land deals, which have been done in the, let's say 12 odd months, whatever we, 1st April, we expect to generate about 2,000 crores of profits from these projects over this 6 years. That's the kind of basic thought process that we have. And, you know, average profit margins should be in the high teens over this life cycle.
Okay. Yeah. And with respect to inventory, so I guess old hanging inventory is only of Lavasa. So rest all the inventory, whichever is there, it's of the newly completed projects. Am I right?
There is some inventory left from some other project, which is covered in slide 26 of our deck again. Bhiwadi still contributes majority of this with Ashiana Town and Ashiana Surbhi leading the pack. Of this, Ashiana Town we have been selling consistently well, and now we have come down to it's 53,000 square foot as compared to, I believe, 5.5 lakh square foot at one point of time, and should be cleared out in the, let's say, in the next 3-4 quarters. We should be able to clear out Ashiana Town. And we'll pick up Ashiana Surbhi after that to clear out in Bhiwadi.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. No question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sakit.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rishi Singhal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
मैं भिवाड़ी के सवाल पे आना चाहता था, कुछ आपने बता दिया कि यहाँ पे दोनों इन्वेंट्री क्लियर होने की दिशा में जा रहे हैं। भिवाड़ी की ओवरऑल पोजीशन कैसी चल रही है? आपको क्या लग रहा है आगे?
मुझे भिवाड़ी में फ्यूचर ब्राइट लग रहा है सर। भिवाड़ी में नए बिल्डर्स नहीं आए हैं, तो सप्लाई का सिचुएशन ठीक है, सेल प्राइस बढ़ रहे हैं, गुड़गांव से प्राइस का डेल्टा अच्छा है, तो इन्वेस्टर्स भी आ रहे हैं, लोग रहने भी आ रहे हैं। गुड़गांव, वी हैव सीन गुड वॉल्यूम्स इन भिवाड़ी, एंड आई थिंक भिवाड़ी विल कंटिन्यू टू डू वेल फॉर अस गोइंग इन टू द फ्यूचर। वी आर फाइनली एक्चुअली लुकिंग एट डिप्लॉइंग मनी देयर ऑल्सो, सो वी आर लुकिंग फॉर लैंड इन भिवाड़ी। वी होप टू डू वन, होपफुली विल डू वन प्रोजेक्ट देयर एज वेल, one more land there, and we are excited about Bhiwadi going forward.
बहुत अच्छा। बस एक बार दोबारा मिलकपुर पे आना चाहता हूँ, इसके अंदर कितना पैसा आपने इन्वेस्टेड है जो स्टक हो गया
है? 4 करोड़ रुपए से भी कम है, 3 से 4 करोड़ रुपए के बीच में। आई डोंट नो द एग्जैक्ट नंबर, बट 3-4 करोड़। ऑन अ बुक वैल्यू बेसिस।
हाँ, समझ गया मैं। चलो ओके, दैट्स इट। थैंक यू वेरी मच। थैंक यू
ऋषि।
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If we were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website. And you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Ashiana Housing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.